Today's gospel is a very dramatic one. We see Jesus and the disciples crossing the Sea of Galilee, and they're actually on their way to Gentile territory across the lake. The lake in that part is probably about 3 miles long, and they're making their first missionary journey together, Jesus and the disciples. And then suddenly, as even modern-day fishermen of the Sea of Galilee tell us can happen today, so it happened in Jesus' time that these large storms will suddenly come up upon the lake because of the way that it sits in this valley with hills on either side. And so this storm rushes in. The disciples understandably are panicked as they feel the boat begin to fill with water and sink. And where's Jesus in all of this? Well, he's resting peacefully in the boat. He's taking a nap. So there's a symbolism going on here. Throughout the scriptures, the sea represents the forces of nature that are beyond our control. If there's danger in the sea, especially for an ancient, there's danger in the sea today, but for an ancient person without the benefits of modern technology, if you're lost at sea, you're really lost at sea. There aren't tracking devices or ways of communicating with others to try to rescue you. So the sea is a dangerous place. It's a place where you could drown. It's a place where there might be large sea creatures living there that also present a source of fear. It's also a place where we experience our human limitations, powerlessness. It's a place where one feels their poverty and need. So we might ask ourselves, what's the sea in our own life? What's that place where we feel powerless? That place where we feel fear or insecurity, danger? And when have we felt the storm in the sea? Perhaps it was when we suffered a tragedy in our life or lost a job, suffered financial insecurity, suffered from addiction or physical injury or sickness. So many times in our life where we are living in this place of the sea, or we experience the storm. It's also interesting to me that the storm takes place when Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Gentile territory for the first time. Because that Gentile territory represents a place of spiritual darkness. It'd be a place without God, a place that doesn't know God. And so here we have literally the light of the world on its way to enlighten this dark place, Gentile territory. And there's a sudden storm that tries to impede the good that's going to happen. Sometimes I feel like this happens in my own life, like before I go on my annual retreat. Sometimes the days leading up to going on retreat can be the most chaotic of the whole year, when it seems like the enemy is throwing at me every possible discouragement that could happen, or all of this busyness. I'll get a flat tire, someone will quit. My life, sometimes when I'm preparing for retreat, will feel like a raging storm. And you might have felt this too in your own life. Sometimes I'll hear people talk about this, about what happens to them before they go to confession, or if they've been away from confession for a long time, that suddenly there'll be like chaos in their house, or their kids will be screaming, or their car will break down, because the enemy senses when there's great potential for good in our own life or in the life of another, and the enemy wants to thwart that. And so the enemy will try to throw our life into chaos at those particular moments to to distract us or frighten us or deter us from doing what is going to result in a great good for us, because the enemy hates us, doesn't want us, doesn't want the good to happen in our life. So we definitely see this happening to the disciples on the boat. They're engulfed in this storm and they're full of fear. And again, where's Jesus? He's resting peacefully. Now, it's important for us it's important that we don't see this as Jesus just being a jerk here, like, haha, the rest of you run around like chickens with your head cut off and I'm going to just take a nap here. No, it's Jesus is able to rest in the storm because he lives constantly in the protection of his heavenly Father. There's no moment where Jesus is not known, loved, protected, living in the protection of his heavenly Father. And so Jesus knows there's no reason for him to fear. Fear doesn't exist in Jesus' heart because he knows the Father and is able to rest at every moment in the loving will of his Father. And it's so important for us to see Jesus resting peacefully in the midst of the storm. Because it's important for us to see that even though the disciples in the midst of the storm are frightened, discouraged, distracted, deterred from their mission, Jesus is not frightened or distracted or discouraged or deterred from the mission, because he's so grounded in the truth of who he is, the beloved Son of our Heavenly Father. And on the boat that day, he shows the disciples that he's Lord over the sea and the storm. And he wants us to see this too, that he's Lord of our lives. He's Lord of the sea in our life. He's Lord of the storm in our life. It's really important for us to remember the miracle that happened on the day of our baptism, which is a miracle that we didn't deserve for most of us. Our baptism happened because the faith of our parents brought us to the baptismal font. It wasn't our own faith, but their faith. And what happened on that day that we were baptized? Well, we were drowned in the baptismal waters. We died there. That's the symbolism of being dunked in the water. Now, people get a little uncomfortable when we dunk babies in water. So we've developed a rite where we pour gently water over the head. But the symbolism is there that we're actually drowned in the waters. We die there with Christ. And then we're pulled out of the waters, we're raised with him. And that death and resurrection in Christ means that we're inserted into his life, death, and resurrection, and he becomes to live within us. And so Jesus is present in our heart. He's resting there, he's sleeping there. But he's there, he really is. I mean, we might not live as if he's there. We might stray very far. We might be very unfaithful, but he is faithful. He doesn't go anywhere. This is why we call baptism an indelible mark. It's a permanent mark within us. Again, we don't deserve it. Jesus doesn't live there in our heart because of how good we are, but rather because of how good he is. So this is actually an interpretation of this gospel that St. Augustine gave us, is that when we stray, Jesus, it's almost like Jesus is asleep in our heart, that we've allowed him to go to sleep, that we ourselves have become neglectful of our relationship, of his truly living within us. And so we don't pray, we skip Mass, we don't go to confession when we ought, we neglect relationships in our life, we live selfishly, we don't put others first. And so St. Augustine said, well, this is what happens when we let Jesus go to sleep in us. And so what's the remedy? Well, it's waking up Jesus so that he can command the sea and the storm to be stilled, and so that we can live once again in a peaceful relationship with him. And this is what God wants for us. The more that we let Jesus live and be awake in our hearts, the more that we're going to be able to rest during the storms of our own life. And I noticed this in my own life when there were things that would happen when I was a younger priest that would really upset and perturb me. And now that I'm a slightly older priest, it's a little bit better. So criticism comes, or things don't go the way that I want them to. And what would have discouraged me years ago doesn't discourage me as much now. I feel a much greater peace. It's not because of me, but it's because of Jesus. Jesus being more alive in my heart so that I can live and rest more peacefully in the truth of who I am. A beloved son of our Heavenly Father, who lives always under the Father's knowledge, care, and protection. This is true for each one of us, that at every moment the Father knows you and sees you and loves you and is protecting you. That's the truth of who we are. It's the truth because Jesus lives within us because of our baptism. So when Jesus looks at me, he sees Jesus. When the Heavenly Father looks at me, he sees Jesus. When the Heavenly Father looks at you, he sees Jesus. And he calls you his beloved son, his beloved daughter. He wants you to live in this truth. He doesn't want you to panic. He doesn't want me to panic every time a wrong turn happens in my life. Every time the apple cart is overturned. He doesn't want us to become discouraged. Doesn't want us to become fearful. So more and more, he's inviting us to look at him. Let him live within us. Teach us who we are in him. So brothers and sisters, this is such a good gospel reading for us. It's so good for me to meditate on seeing Jesus resting peacefully in the storm. Because that's what God wants me to do too, to rest peacefully in the storm. This is what he wants for you as well. The only way that this can happen is if we allow Jesus to live more and more within us so that his rest can be our rest.